live from the River Camp.
The River Camp.
The biggest inter-college event of Easter term.
Here on Cam FM.
31 colleges, 4 days.
Who will claim head of the river?
Cam FM presents May Bumps 2015.
Yes, we have just heard from the riverside that there was quite a lot of delays down there. Not really sure why. Everyone's in their boats. The umpires are down there. And we've had the four-minute cannon, which means we can now join Riverside and our team of Tim, Joe and Ellie. And we'll first go to Tim. Hello, Tim.
Hello, Jack. Yes, we're somewhat delayed, about 10 minutes behind schedule today. We've had Selwyn, who are on for their spoons, quite late to Marshall. As if they want to be there, and also I think there have been some issues with the Cox box in one of the boats, which has delayed the start about as far as the umpires are willing to push it. So you're joining us for the M6 and W4 combined divisions. I'll give you a quick rundown. So in M6, we'll go off first. We've got LMBC M4, who've come down from Division 5. Robinson M3, who've come up one place on Thursday. Sydney 3, who've come up two places so far. Selwyn 4, who are on for spoons. Peterhouse 3, who've come up one. And Magdalen 4, who are down at the bottom of the division. And in W4, we have Lucy Cav and Hughes Hall combined both at two at the top. Clare Hall 1, Darwin 2, Sydney 2, who are on for spoons. Darwin are on for blades. Christ 3 chasing Sydney, who are on for their blades. That'll be an interesting one to watch. Murray Edwards 3 on for spoons below that. Kings W2 have come up two places. Clare W3, who are on for spoons. Churchill W2, on for blades. Queens W3, on for spoons. Jesus W4 have come down one. And Clare W4 at the bottom has come down one. So that will be a very interesting division to watch. We'll bring all of that to you as it happens. The weather down the river today, we've got light rain at the moment. Ever so very light and barely distorting the surface of the river. It's very still wind and generally overcast, which I think is restricted the number of spectators we've got today. Normally expect to see quite a few more on the Saturday of May Bumps, but I think quite a few will probably have been put off by the weather. Joe, is everything progressing as you'd expect to start?
Thank you very much, Tim. Yeah, if you may have just heard that in the background, that was the one-minute cannon at long last. We are finally heading into this final day of Bumps on the Saturday of May Bumps 2015. We're not entirely sure what the delay has been. It may have been Cox Box. Like you say, the crews have been in their boats for quite some time now, so they are definitely aching to get started. I don't think this was down to Selwyn M4. They were in their boats just like everybody else and have been in there for quite some time. I'll quickly run through the division. Quite a short division. There's only 6 boats, but it's going to be quite entertaining, I feel. At the top of the division, we have Lady Margaret 4, then we have Robinson 3, Sydney Sussex 3, Selwyn 4, followed by Peterhouse 3 and Magdalen 4. This is the men's 6th division, just the 6 boats. They are poised and ready, and that cannon means that they are off. Lady Margaret Hall at the head of the division are veering wildly off course. I think they're struggling to get a bit of a rhythm there. That may prove quite interesting. They appear to have got their rhythm now though, so they've mitigated that possible disaster and they're doing well. They're managing to keep station, followed by Robinson, who got a much more assured but steady start. They are also keeping station. Robinson are chased by Sydney Sussex M3. Sydney Sussex are pulling away from Selwyn. Sydney Sussex actually bumped Selwyn yesterday, so that isn't too much of a surprise. Selwyn now fighting spoons, members of the Hermes Sports Club. They are desperate not to get bumped. They want to just row over. That would be perfect for them. Peterhouse M3 are not going to want to let them do that, though. They want to get that bump, and they are closing down on them. They're perhaps a little under a length and a half. They've made some space. Then at the very, very bottom of the division, I would describe it as a slightly leisurely row. We have Magdalen M4, who are somewhat out of contention, I would say. They are pulling back. There are probably 3-4 lengths already between them and Peterhouse. I'm going to throw it to you, Tim. Can you see Lady Margaret?
Yes, so I've got the first 3 boats in the division, LMBC 4, Robinson 3, and Sydney Sussex 3, coming through the Gas and Grassy Corner now. I'd describe it as a fairly splashy race. None of these boats looking particularly strong. But Sydney are closing down on Robinson now, and it looks like they're about to get the bump here, as LMBC will be quite pleased, as Robinson were closing down on them. There is overlap between Robinson and Sydney Sutton Robinson, and it looks like there's quite a lot of contact between the bow. There's quite a lot of contact there, I think, but no concession from Robinson, which may not go well for them later on. Sydney appears to have held it up. I'm not sure what's happened, though. It looks like Sydney have held it up and Robinson, carrying one LMBC blade, have stopped. Coming past me now are Selwyn, who are rowing strongly into the corner. They're actually looking remarkably good for a boat that's come down three places. So Sydney have pulled into the bank, but Robinson are carrying on rowing. Behind that, Peter House are rowing through about on station with Selwyn, and behind that, Maudlin are slowing right down. And they, yeah, Maudlin are well out of contention here. There's no hope of... Robinson are slowing down into the bank opposite the plough, leaving LMBC clear away at the front, and Peter House chasing Selwyn. That will be an interesting one to follow through to through Ditton. Ellie, can you see them?
I can't see them yet. They must still be going around the corner, but I will keep you up to date when I start to see them.
Okay, so yeah, it looks like LMBC are just coming rounding Ditton Corner now, and Selwyn and the Peter House and Selwyn tussle behind that. Maudlin, I think, well out of contention here. I think I can probably confirm the Sydney on Robinson bump here. At least Sydney think they've got it, but they're collecting their foliage. Robinson, certainly late to concede, and also took a long time to stop. Ellie, have you got some more details?
Lady Margaret are rowing past me now, but they're looking pretty tired. Obviously, I don't think they got much to worry about from Selwyn if Sydney had bumped Robinson. Selwyn rowing around the corner now. They are looking pretty strong, actually. They are obviously tired. It's getting, more than halfway through the race. And they obviously don't want to get a bump by Peter House, otherwise they'll get spoons, which is not desirable, really.
Okay, thank you, Ellie. And we've just had, I believe, the start can for the W4 division, or is that 1 minute, Joe?
To Joe. Yes, thank you, Tim. That was the 1 minute cannon. If it was the start cannon, they're not moving very quickly. I'm going to quickly run you through this women's fourth division. A very interesting division, actually. There are a lot of boats on for blades and also a lot of boats on for spoons. So we are, I believe, very likely to see some bumps here. We have, at the top of the division, Lucy Cab, who are on for blades. Then we have Clare Hall W1, Darwin W2, Sydney Sussex W2, Christ W3, Murray Edwards W3, King's W2, Clare W3, Churchill W2, Queen's W3, Jesus W4, and Clare W4. As you heard that coming in the background, that means that they are us. They have started further down the course, so they are coming from underneath the motorway bridge, so they will be going past me in little under 30 seconds. I'll briefly run you through who is running for what. Lucy Cav is running for blades. Darwin W2 are also on for blades. Christ W3 are on for blades. And then at the lower end of the division, we have Queen's W3, Clare W3, Murray Edwards W3, who are on for spoons. And in fourth position, Sydney Sussex, who were head of this division at the beginning of the week. They are also on for spoons. So even though they haven't yet passed me on first corner, I can already hear whistles suggesting that we are going to see even more bumps. Some of these teams are still going to be on for spoons. Some are still going to be on for blades at the end of this day, I believe. I'm walking down to meet them now. And already at the top of the division, Lucy Cav has settled into a strong, strong pace. They are being chased down by Clare W1. Clare are making up a little bit of ground on them, I believe. And they're just going past me now. Both crews have settled into quite a nice pace. Clare W1 are moving away from Darwin, though. Darwin is way, way behind, at least four, maybe even five boat lengths. And behind Darwin, we have already had a bump. So that bump, I believe that was Christ W3 has bumped Sydney Sussex W2. That makes a lot of sense. Christ are on for Blades and Sydney Sussex W2 are on for Spoon. So that does make a lot of sense. And that would mean that they are still on for Blades and Spoons, respectively. Behind them, I can see Murray Edwards, who are fighting off Kings W2. It's all getting a little bit tense down here, and we haven't even got past first post corner, which is very, very interesting. And then behind Kings, I've got Claire W3, who are coming under pressure from Turtle W2. Claire W3 are on for Spoons. It's going to be very, very interesting when they get round to you, Tim. I predict we may be looking at something that looks a lot like a bump. Perhaps it will take until distance, but Churchill W2 are looking quite relaxed. They look like they're confident. They know that they can get this bump if they just keep a steady rhythm. I think they're looking to effectively wear Claire W3 too. I'm going to pass up to you, Tim. What are you seeing?
So Lucy Cav and Hughes Hall W2, that combined boat, are indeed being chased down very strongly by Claire Hall in the gut. It looks like there's about, there may be an eighth of a length between them. A huge gap back to Darwin W2. They're really nowhere in contention here. I think if they carry on running like this, Murray Edwards could be in with a chance of an overbump, which would, and I can just see Murray Edwards coming around Grassy now, who look like much stronger, but they're being pursued very strongly by King. I suspect Darwin are going to be safe. Claire Hall taking a slightly more aggressive line than Lucy Cav and Hughes Hall through Grassy Corner. They're still tightly in contention. I suspect I very much doubt that Lucy Cav and Hughes Hall will be able to escape the bumps down the remainder of the course. Here now, Darwin running. They look tired. They look very tired, though, not having particularly keen strokes. But behind them, Murray Edwards are being chased very strongly by Kings W2, and it looks like Kings have got the bump and are being somewhat leisurely to clear the river. But luckily, there's quite a gap back to Claire W3, who are being chased down by Churchill 2, and it looks like, Claire 3 has conceded there. So Churchill have got their blades there, and Claire 3 have got their spoons. Behind that, we have Queens, Jesus, and Claire 4. It looks like we have Queens coming, and I can't see Jesus or Claire yet, so that could they could have bumped out. No, here come Jesus behind that, quite a gap. And I suspect Claire Hall behind them will be rowing through fine as well. Ellie, can you give us an update on Lucy Cav and Claire Hall at the top of the division?
I still can't see them on Ditton.
Okay, so I'll run down the bumps we've had so far for certain. We've had Christ 3 on Sydney 2, giving Christ their blades and Sydney their spoons. We've had Kings 3 on Murray Edwards, Kings 2 on Murray Edwards 3, giving Murray Edwards their spoons, and Churchill 2 on Claire 3, giving Churchill blades and Claire spoons. Now, coming past me now, quite slowly, are Queens, chased by Vatten, and then Jesus and Claire 4, all opening up between all these boats. They're not racing particularly hard now on this last day of bumps. I suspect there may Queens will certainly row over. Maybe Claire, if they try hard enough, might catch up with Jesus. They look about on station here, although Claire's line here, Claire 4's line is quite comical, and they're swerving all over the river to try and avoid a tree. Ellie, have you got anything from the top of the division?
Darwin W2 have just rode past me, so I presume Claire Hall may have bumped Lucy Cav Hughes Hall.
That looks like it. I think I can see them on the season boats moored on the apex of Ditton Corner, so that makes sense. So we think a bump at the top of the division, and then a row over for Darwin, bumped by Christ on Sydney, by King, and then Kings on Murray Edwards, Churchill on Clare, and then possibly three rowers at the bottom, but we'll have to wait and see with that. If you can follow them as they come around. I think Queens are coming along the Plough Reach and into Ditton Corner at the moment. Can you confirm the Christ on Sydney Sussex bump, Joe? Joe? It appears you don't have Joe, so I will just... Ellie, can you give us any more updates from the bottom of the division coming through Ditton now?
Queens is just about to row round Ditton. Queens are kind of leading by about maybe 4 boat lengths. Jesus don't really seem to look in at the moment, but both crews are looking really tired. And then Claire W4, they're about 3 boat lengths away from Jesus. Nothing really seems to be happening. Maybe all 3 crews may row over. It doesn't seem to be any... There doesn't seem to be any progression or any kind of efforts to really bump the crews in front of them from any of the boats.
So Churchill here in front of me receiving some foliage from their bank party. They don't appear to have got a flag yet, which is something you might expect for a crew that's just got their blades. They've bumped up over there from the bottom of the division and now got up into 8th place in W4. It's a strong performance from them. But for now, Jack, I think that's about all, and we'll get back to you with confirmed results when we've got them.
97.2
Cam FM.
It's time for some results.
Hello, guys. It's Ellie.
Hello, Ellie. Have you got some confirmed results for us?
I do. Okay, so for M6, I'll just read them out. Lady Margaret M4 rode over. Sydney Sussex bumped Robinson, so that means they finish up 3. Selwyn, Peterhouse and Maudlin then all rode over. And then for the W4 division, Clare Hall W1 bumped Lucy Cav, Hughes Hall combined boat. Darwin W2 rode over. Sydney Sussex W2 got bumped by Christ W3, meaning Sydney Sussex got spoons and Christ W3 have actually got blades. Then Murray Edwards W3 were bumped by Kings W2, meaning that Murray Edwards actually gets spoons, but Kings just finish up 3. Clare W3 bumped by Churchill W2, meaning Clare gets spoons and then Churchill are getting blades. Queens, Jesus and Clare then all rode over. And that is the final result.